We're going into such an unbelievable Heiliges Man. We're going into the Yontiv of Lag BaOmer, the Yomer de Halila Kadisha from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehui. It's the idea that Rabbi Heinichel of Alexander used to winch in Lag BaOmer that the Eibush is a helfen as the Tfilis on the Skabavan, the Rachmim, the Rutzen. And he used to say as follows. He said, Yom Kippur is a Yom Din, and we daven a whole day, and we fast, and we ask the Eibishter, the Wat, that he should be mavir the din from us. He said, Lag Boim is the same way. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechui says, Yuchalani lifter us oilem in a din. If the Heilige Tana Elikai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechui, could be pater us from din, so the tefillahs that we daven and they took, the tefillahs that we daven and the things that we do, le'illi le'shmusoi, le'chvoid ne'shmusoi, is a way that we connect to him, and he's patering us from din, so the tefillahs on the skabave, and we all have so much to daven for. But it doesn't go so simple. We know and we have to be zechmekasha with the Tana Lekai, Reb Shimon ben Yechui, and go abyssala in his ways and do what he taught us. But we'll touch af eine kidde. Close the groove, Zechetzadik Levruch was Medaik, and the Gemurah Masechta Shabbos. The Gemurah tells us that when Rabbi Shimon ben Yechui and Rabbi Luzer came out from the cave, they walked around, they saw people planting, sowing fields, doing Monday things, and they said, it's unbelievable. How could you do that? Wherever they looked, they turned the people into a heap of bones. A baskal came out and said, what, you want to destroy my world? Go back to your cave. And they went back for Nachtzvelev Chadushim. And when they came out, wherever Rebbe Luzer looked, and he turned the person into a heap of bones, Rebbe Shimon ben Yechui was Mechayim Eisen. So all the Mephoroshim ask, what's this going back into the cave again? And why before and Rebbe Shimon ben Yechui didn't kill the people, and now he didn't? So close the Magruvah's Mazbe as follows. He says, let's think for a minute. Who did they kill? They didn't kill tzaddikim. They killed Pusha the people and Efshe Zindika mentioned. When Reb Shimon ben Yechui came out from the Mar after the first time that he was there for all those years, he was an unbelievable Hoyech HaMadraigim. He couldn't see any flaw in a person. He saw a flaw. What he did was he couldn't tolerate it. That's Chungenim HaFakvot Shemayim. And he destroyed that person. When he came out after the next 12 months, he was on a much, much hoyech medraige. He was on a medraige, mamished kirvas elikim, as close to getlichkeit as a human being can get. And he saw only good in Yidden. He saw a younger man that wasn't a koil younger man. He said, that's a-okay. He saw a younger man working, and the younger man didn't make it to shir that day. He only saw malice in Yenim. He was non-judgmental. He didn't judge a person because he said there is always a reason behind it. Favuz de Yidot is nish getin. A Yid tit is nish valer is schlecht. A Yid doesn't do a mitzvah because for whatever reason, whatever obstacle he had in his life. So Reb Shimon ben Yechui said, Yuchalani lifter as oilem en adin. The way I look at Klal Yisrael, there's no kitrig on Klal Yisrael. There's no way that somebody could talk bad on Klal Yisrael. His son Reb Luzer Benoi was not on such a hoyech medrayge, and wherever he went, he Nebuch destroyed people, and his father had to revive them. Kim tells that if we want to have a keisha in Tana Lekai Reb Shimon ben Yechui, if we want to have a keisha in what Reb Shimon ben Yechui says, Ani ledoidi ve'elai teshekoisi, you should yearn to me, because I am so close to Kaviyuchel, the same place, the same concept that when Yid went to be Oyle Regal, he was as close to Kedisha as possible, going to the tzif and the Tana Lekai, or doing something Lili Nishmas, or doing something like Kuvad Reb Shimon, is in the same concept of the Beis HaMikdash. But we have to remember that if we want to have a Hoylech Bedarke Uvas, only then is Meskiden Lois Chis Uvas. We have to be Mekabel upon ourselves to see only Erei Betiv Shenira Kolechad Malas Chavereini Veloi Chasroinam. Don't look at Chasroinus, look at only Malas. Dusuz Reb Shimon Ben Yechui Yogetin. If we will do this, then the Heilige Tana Lekai will be a Mailetz Yoisha, and it'll be Terusem Bugan Luni, Hime Eiris Enaini, Hiyamlitz Toiv Bedaini, and all our tefillahs and l'skabel v'en l'rachma m'l'rutz in alech de gezisa heilige yontif.